radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
All right, we are on the air tonight, Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America, only on Republic Broadcasting Network. And boy, what a night we have ahead of us. All right, we had a very, very interesting week, as we usually do, as you know. And, of course, tonight will be no exception. We have invited back one of our ace columnists who writes on various forums. She has her own forum, of course, but she also writes on newswithviews.com. And she is Deanna Spingola. Last time we had Deanna on, we were talking about her fantastic column on the White House targeting officials at Brigham Young University to offer Dick Cheney speaking services at their commencement exercises this past April. And she was right on the money. Good evening, Deanna.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me on again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You're always interesting. Got a lot of good feedback on the last time you were here. So we're very, very pleased to have you with us. And as usual, there is no shortage of things to talk about, is there?
Oh, for sure, especially this week. There's been a lot of exciting things happening.
Well, one of the exciting things, as we say, is the treasonous alliance here in the Congress between the White House and some of the leadership, if I may use the term, on both sides of the same aisle, Democrat, Republican, Kennedy, McCain, on the Invasion USA. And
right.
Essentially, this bill is nothing more than an amnesty proposal, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. They're not really, these people have come in illegally, and basically what this bill will do is reward them for their illegality.
Yes, I have the bill, as a matter of fact, the agreement that they have reached as of yesterday, so I have portions of it that I can read from if we wish to tonight, but
it's,
I know that...
like 380 pages?
Yep, and I doubt... Perfectly honestly, I doubt that Kennedy, well, I don't think he can read to begin with, so I know that he had nothing to do with it officially, but he or McCain, I doubt that either one of them could really cite any of the passages of this measure truthfully
really?
Or honestly.
Really?
It was written for them, you know?
Oh,
and
of course.
These politicians have absolutely no business proposing in their name or writing a bill that they themselves are not even familiar with. And that's exactly what we have, Deanna.
Right, right.
It's a shame. And here, this issue cuts to the heart of what America is all about and the very basics of a nation that is supposed to be sovereign and coming under such attack as never before by its own leadership. And Bush is gleeful. He's very hopeful.
Oh, he's delighted.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all part of the plan. I don't think this is something that just cropped up. In fact, the whole immigration issue has been since 1965, and Ted Kennedy was active in that back then.
Bad penny always turns up, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Deanna, stay where you are. First break coming right up. We'll be back with a lot of discussion, and you can jump aboard during the show and ask a question of our guest, Deanna Spingola, newswithviews.com. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll return.
Stand up and be counted.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are back now with Deanna Spingola, and you know, Deanna, the one man who was analyzing the situation of this invasion bill here that we're talking about, that the leadership and Bush have reached agreement on, is, to put it this way, somebody breaks into your house, occupies your property. Obviously, he's illegal. He's on your property without invitation. And the law says, look, he can stay, all right, provided he pays you for the damage he's done and pays you with your own money. So essentially, what they're saying is somebody can come onto your property illegally, and the most you can do about it is say, hey, cough up a few bucks. You can stay even though you're not here legally, but as long as you pay a few bucks to the government and, you know, make things good, we'll let you stay on my property. Does that make sense?
Not really, because what this bill says is that the immigrant, the illegal immigrant, has to pay $5,000. But a lot of the people who have come over here legally have had to hire immigration attorneys, which have cost them far more.
Oh, gosh.
And they went through the proper procedures. They filed the correct papers. They didn't break in illegally. They didn't take jobs. And they had to wait. They had to wait. They didn't just arbitrarily come in. They were in line. They had to wait for years. And they went through the proper process. And it's a terrible thing what this bill is doing or will do. Now, apparently, we have until Monday night. It hasn't actually passed. Is that correct, my understanding?
Yeah, well, no, it hasn't passed at all. But the fact of the matter is they are trying to move heaven and earth to push it through the Congress, certainly well before summer, well before the recess and the adjournment session. And Bush is doing everything he can to lobby hard in Congress to get it through. I mean, there's a lot of horse trading going on and a lot of treachery behind the scenes. And we need to know exactly how these senators and representatives are going to vote on this bill. We need to bombard them as we have
Absolutely.
Done with the hate bill.
We need to call them. And you can call them at 202-224-3121.
Yep.
And let them know how you feel. Apparently, in the last 3 days, the Senate has received 125,000 faxes against their passing this. Now, that's relatively few, considering the number of people in this country. But I think that we can't, the citizens of this country cannot just stand by what we've been complaining about the illegal immigration. We've been talking about it. People have gotten together groups to protect the border, and our congressmen are coming up and saying, "Well, you've been complaining about it, and we're just trying to do something about it." But this is not what the average citizen wanted done. Mm-hmm. I think we want the law that we already have to be applied. We don't want a new law that lets everybody in. We want to stop this
well,
illegal invasion.
You know, I've proposed and I've said myself that we have to either take the right approach, the moral approach, the legal approach, or we need to just give away the country and just end it here. There's no middle ground on this issue whatsoever. What we need to do is, number one, seal the borders. Seal them.
Absolutely.
Not increase security, not reinforce them as Georgie Porgy likes to have us believe, which he's not doing, and certainly to declare a moratorium on all immigration, legal and illegal, put a stop to it.
Yes, all immigration.
Now, after
Absolutely.
That is done, Deanna, my solution obviously is to begin the process of rounding up and deporting the 28 to 32 million illegals in this country. Sounds harsh? You bet it does. But you know what? If we don't do this now,
law.
It's the end of our country, period.
Exactly. They don't even know how many there are. They say it could be anywhere from 12 million to 20 million to who knows. They don't know. They don't know. And back at the end of 2005, the Immigration Service lost 111,000 files. Immigration files were lost.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I mean, they lose things deliberately, though. Have a way of losing things. Isn't that
Absolutely.
Interesting?
Absolutely.
They never seem to lose your tax liabilities.
Absolutely.
But they lose the important paperwork. And besides what I've just said, people approach me and say, "Oh, come on, Rick. I mean, you don't really think that we can start deporting people like this, can we?" I say, "Absolutely we can. There's no reason in the world why we cannot take the obligations that we have been given seriously and begin the process." And you know what? I do believe that if the American people push the government to do so and demand it, and it is implemented, it can be done relatively painlessly now. But I don't think it can be done much longer than now. I mean, really, truthfully, this is a key year and a key time in our nation's history. And if it isn't done right now, it's never going to be done, period.
Of course, they've been sneaking people in since 1965, really. This immigration problem
mm-hmm.
began in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
And it began with Kennedy. Back in 1965, there was a bill. It was called the Hart-Celler Immigration Bill.
Yeah.
It was signed into law.
Yes.
And it was railroaded through Congress by Lyndon Johnson and Edward Kennedy.
Yes, absolutely.
And this destroyed the 1921 National Origins Quota System. And since that time, it one little by little by little by little. We had another bill in 1986, and going back to 1965, Edward Kennedy said, he promised, he told the nation, first, our cities will not be flooded with 1 million immigrants annually. The bill will not inundate America with immigrants from any one country or area, he promised. He said, the bill will not flood our cities with immigrants. It will not upset the ethnic mix of our society. It will not relax the standards of admission. It will not cause American workers to lose their jobs. Mm-hmm. This is what he promised.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people who opposed the bill then. But it went through. And Lyndon Johnson said, this bill we signed today is not a revolutionary bill. It does not affect the lives of millions. It will not restructure the shape of our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
It was lies. Total lies.
And that wasn't the only thing he lied about.
Absolutely. There was Chappaquiddick, you know, 1969.
Yeah, and Vietnam, the war, and so forth.
Yeah, well, yeah, Lyndon Johnson was, you know, big liar.
And the Tet Offensive, all of that. But, you know, here, just to take a couple of points of this proposal that they have agreed upon, you know, you can, for instance, if you're an illegal, and let's not call them immigrants, let's call them what they
right,
are, illegal aliens, you can immediately come forward without any fear of retribution or deportation and receive a probationary legal status. Then the bill creates some new 4-year renewable Z, that's the letter Z, visas for those in the United States before 2007.
Right.
That's an outrage. And then undocumented illegals may adjust status to a lawful permanent residence once they pay the $5,000 in fees and fines and their head of household returns to their home country. Now, you know, and I know.
They're not going to go back.
They're not going to go back voluntarily.
Who's going to oversee this?
Again, you need a whole new bureaucracy to implement that.
That's just what we don't need.
We don't
already have more bureaucracy than we need.
That's right. That's right, Deanna. And that's just the beginning of this onerous bill. I mean, this is an outrage when you think of how we can allow such a travesty of justice to take place, especially in light of the fact that millions have come to these United States legally and processed, and some of them are still in the process of going through this naturalization to become citizens. This is an out-and-out kick in the pants to those people.
These people have paid the price. They've done what they were supposed to do. How do they feel about all of these illegals coming in and just having a piece of paper handed to them? And all they have to say is, oh, we were here before January 1st of 07. Well, my goodness, that you could just say, oh, I was living with my, you know, my cousin's house. And, you know, here's where she lives, and here's the gas bill or whatever, and this proves that I was here. And this is going to allow even more people to come up. As soon as this goes through, if we think that the border is Swiss cheese now, wait until this passes, if it passes.
Well, we have to do everything that we can to make sure that nothing passes if, in fact, anything is a compromise. We cannot have a compromise of this magnitude because it is just the death knell of our republic. It's that simple. We would rather have absolutely no change in this bill and in the current law, which is bad enough, than to implement something which totally and completely is devoid of any lawfulness or logic whatsoever. The bill these people have proposed is, in fact, a giveaway. It's an amnesty, and we know why they're doing it. They're doing it for a variety of reasons, but first and foremost, I believe these people have committed themselves to the internationalist globalist agenda.
Absolutely.
They are globalists and internationalists.
Right. The agenda is to get rid of borders. And
absolutely.
Basically, that's what they're doing.
That's what they're doing. Tear up the Constitution. Tear up the borders. Tear up these United States. Tear up your liberty. And we can't let them get away with it, ladies and gentlemen. Deanna Spingola, my guest, newswithviews.com. and we will be back with more of what she has to say. Join us, 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we'll take calls in a few moments or so just to continue our discussion with our guest, Deanna, I almost said Deanna Durbin, the actress, you know, but Deanna Spingola. Deanna, you also have your own website, right?
I do, Spingola.com.
Spingola.com, and that is spelled S-P-I-N-G-O-L-A.com, right?
Right.
All right. There's so many onerous aspects to the so-called compromise, as they're calling it, that I don't even know where to begin, but suffice it to say that it greatly liberalizes the process for those who are intent on coming to the United States and makes it almost impossible to say no. I mean, if you think it's bad now, wait until this bill passes. There will literally be 50 to 100 million illegals in this country within less than a decade. And you know what? There's no reason why they shouldn't come. George Bush is saying, come on over. Come right in. We welcome illegals, except on my ranch. Anybody right. on my ranch will be prosecuted as a trespasser.
Right.
All right? This is the same man, the same individual who's selling America down the river through the Security and Prosperity Partnership and the North American Union.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm very miffed tonight, Deanna. I'm very angry because, as well we should be, this is something that is cutting to the heart and soul of our republic.
Well, he started talking about a guest worker program the minute he was installed in 2000. And,
yes.
And then we had the meeting that he had with Fox and Martin
mm-hmm.
in March of 2005.
Yep.
And in Waco. But, you know, he had another meeting quite a bit earlier in Sweden on the 14th of June in 2001
mm-hmm.
with the European Commission President and the Swedish Prime Minister.
Yeah.
And they decided at that point in time that they would start the discussion of the implementation of the transatlantic agenda, which
yes.
is supported by the European Union and the U.S. authorities. And, of course, nobody ever heard anything about that. Not a word. In fact, even with the North American Union, there are still people, if you talk to them about the North American Union, they don't know what you're talking about. Because if they haven't heard about it on the news,
mm-hmm.
then they haven't heard about it at all.
It doesn't exist, yeah. Yeah.
And about the only people that are talking about it is Lou Dobbs on CNN,
mm-hmm.
and Jerome Corsi's talked about it. But, you know, we just don't hear about it. It's just the average person does not know anything about it. They think, well, there's an immigration problem, there's an illegal alien problem, but if it doesn't affect them personally, then they don't think about it. They're too
mm-hmm.
busy, you know, working, being distracted, being entertained, and so they really don't know anything about it.
Well, I think that I can safely say tonight that this issue of amnesty for illegals really and truly has united the American people, truthfully, as no other issue has, because it's personally affecting either them or some members of their family. And I'll give you an example. Here in my own very liberal home state of Rhode Island, just today, the major television station, NBC 10, took a poll, an online poll, asking what your position is regarding amnesty for illegals. And they asked the question, are you in favor of any amnesty or not? And you know what the results were? Hard to believe. 88% said no to amnesty for illegals. Only 9% said yes. And I guarantee you probably 6% of the 9 were illegals voting in that poll.
Oh, my goodness.
But here you go, 88%, an overwhelming majority, near total, against amnesty for illegals, and this in a very liberal state, a state that's not even near the borders. So, this tells you something, Deanna.
I'm sure that represents the rest of the country as well.
And yet, what do these four idiots that we have in Congress from Rhode Island, the two morons in Congress and the other two morons in the Senate do? They support illegal invasion into the United States because they could care less what their constituents are demanding. They answer to the big corporations.
Right.
They answer to the special interests and the globalists.
Right. And this is about slave labor. This is about slave labor. And, you know, the people in Mexico, they earn, if they have a job, they earn about $9 a day max. If they come here, they could earn $9 an hour. But the jobs that they do here are jobs that Americans used to do.
And could afford to do before they really alter the whole wage scale. That's the problem. Yep,
absolutely.
They've depressed wages, and certainly the corporations don't care about America. Their bottom line is profit.
They're multinational. They don't care.
Yep.
They do not care. It's the profit. The profit margin, the profit line, the bottom line. And note also that those CEOs are making millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, America is very aware of the illegal alien. But I don't think that they connect it to the North American Union.
No, that's something they are, unfortunately, not aware of the greater picture, and that's where we come in. And you and I and RBN and all of the other alternative media are revving up for a big fight, and we have just begun to fight, as they say. We'll be back with our callers. Stay tuned. Our guest is Deanna Spingola. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back now with Deanna Spingola, and we're going to take some calls of our audience. 1-800-313-9443. There will be other issues, obviously, that Deanna is writing about currently and some of the concerns that she has on her forums. But first, let's go right to the phones and talk to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Rick, and hello, Deanna.
Hi, Ernie. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. And I just wanted to thank you for such an excellent, well-written piece on the One World Order, the Transatlantic Economic Integration piece, Part 22, back on May 13th. I really like the way you paint the details and your discussion about the foreign affairs issue and the need to come up with a one world currency in the background, how the CFR people, Council on Foreign Relations, are pushing this notion that different currencies lead to nationalism and that causes problems with international trade. To solve all that, we just need one world currency, and of course, we just need one world government to control us all.
Sure.
And then your discussion on the agreement signed by the president, the transatlantic agreement to harmonize our regulations with the European Union, and the implications of that. But I especially like your words. Where is our comatose, quote, comatose Congress on this, quote, treaty? And here the administration repeatedly bypasses the constitutional requirement of the Senate to vote on such matters. And it reminds me of Mr. Pastor going way back during the Carter administration. You remember when we gave away the Panama Canal?
Yeah.
Right.
We didn't have a two-thirds vote then when we gave it away.
That's right. Right.
And so we're just continually manipulated. And thank you so much again for writing on the Logan Act, which specifically states that it is against the law for federal officials to attend secret meetings.
Absolutely. And they're getting ready to attend another one here at the end of May or the beginning of June. I think it's going to be in Turkey this year.
That is correct.
The Bilderberg, yeah.
Another Bilderberg meeting. Now, what's your thought on the Bilderberg organization and what the real goal is? Is it going to be a world socialist or communist government, or will we have a more of a Nazi-style fascist government? What is the goal here, in your view, Deanna?
Well, we already have a fascist government, actually, and I think it's just going to be a our world is going to be governed by the corporation. It's going to be all about money, and there's going to be slave labor. There's going to be the people at work, and then there's going to be the people who benefit off of the other people's labor.
Yes.
And you know, we're set up for national ID. Here in another year. I don't know. As far as the Bilderberg, you got to look at the people who attend. I mean, it's the press who are keeping all of this quiet, and they have an obligation to be journalists and to divulge.
That's a giggle.
It sure is, to divulge the truth. But they, in fact, are concealing the truth. We have business people. Which politicians are going to attend this meeting? I don't know. They do choose who is going to be running for president. I mean, we don't have any choice. The elite choose who we're going to vote for. And
yes,
certainly they've been trying to block out Ron Paul.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Well, when you say who's going to attend, it's going to be the first-tier candidates from both
Absolutely.
Parties.
Absolutely. It will be Rudy Giuliani. It'll be Barack Obama, it'll be Hillary, it'll be those people.
And Mr. Edwards was blessed in the past, and
He has attended Bilderberg, yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger has attended the Bilderberg meeting.
Oh, yes, and he had a picture with the Rothschilds.
Absolutely. In fact, before he became governor of California, he was flown over there and met on the Rothschild estate and then came back. And they blackballed the governor there, and he became governor.
Right. Now,
it's all set up.
Exactly. Now, you astutely point out where we're going with this transatlantic agreement, and you talk about the North American Union and other issues, but we do have some patriotic Americans. We have a congressman here in Virginia, Virgil Good, who has written a resolution called the House Concurrent Resolution 40 opposing the North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway system, NAFTA, and Mexican trucks on our highways. Now, Ron Paul is backing that also, but when I watched the Republican debate the other night, it didn't seem like any immigration questions went Ron Paul's way. And it was like a smear campaign against Paul.
Absolutely.
The war with Iraq, but don't we have on the agenda? Maybe the Bilderberg meeting will have the clue when we will attack Iran.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you know that's got to come sometime before this administration ends, Deanna.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so what we're under, you were talking about the immigration, the so-called comprehensive immigration reform package. There, and it's my understanding too, Rick. There's been no cost-benefit analysis of that bill.
They wouldn't dare talk about the cost. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to, not only are we bankrupt today, we can't afford the wars that we have.
They're talking about hiring and putting on the border an additional 8,000 agents, Border Patrol agents. You might as well put a pitcher of water in a basin that's drought infested. I mean, you know what it amounts to? Not even a drop in the bucket, because that's not the solution, since that's not the problem. The problem is the fact that we have a border that is porous, and until you put a human wall on that border with a human face that makes certain that the border is sealed and nobody gets through who should not be coming across the border, you are not going to address this ongoing problem. Nothing in this bill addresses that. In fact, this bill invites more illegal immigration, if you will, into the country.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's an open invitation.
And what is this? And what have these millions of illegals done to the demand for gasoline? We're talking about prices going up and increased demand, but, you know, there's no factor at all about what millions of illegals do in terms of gas consumption or even the congestion potential.
The infrastructure, the
right.
school system, the hospitals, the welfare, the on and on and on.
I don't know about where you live, Deanna. What state do you live in?
I live in Illinois.
You live in Illinois, and Ernie, you're in Virginia. I'm in Rhode Island. We have a state the size of a pinhead, the smallest state in the union, yet we have a budget that was approved, $7 billion budget. And you know, we're already facing a $400 million hole in that budget. And you know how much of that is due to illegals coming in this state and overburdening the system?
Well, that is on purpose. That's deliberate.
Absolutely. Bankrupting the states.
Each state will be bankrupt. The country is already bankrupt. That is the purpose.
You are right, Deanna. You are speaking the truth.
Yes.
It's to bankrupt the country. And then we will be vulnerable to the international bankers. And
they'll rescue us, huh?
Yes.
They'll come along and offer that magic plan. If we'll just surrender all of our sovereignties, they'll take care of
everything. All we have to do is accept their international money, and everything will be just fine.
Right.
Right, but, you know, in the background, while all of this is going on and this chaos, the war with Iraq, and when are we going to attack Iran, the immigration situation out of control, our fiscal woes, the dollar collapsing. We have this hate crime legislation that got passed by the House, and then the Senate's going to be hearing that soon. Possibly it was going to come up this week, but the immigration, I guess, bill became a higher priority, and people were outraged about the House side. So they're going to push hate crime and elimination of our free speech rights.
Right. They'll push that through.
Right, and they're pushing also gun control, more gun control legislation, and then this congressman out of your neighboring state, Massachusetts, Rick,
mm-hmm.
I think it's Congressman Meehan, he wants a resolution putting regulations on citizens who call their congressman.
Yep, they're pushing the agenda.
Oh, right.
We talked about that.
Is that amazing? Is that amazing?
So we're under siege here. I mean,
we are.
We're on the defense so much. How can we get on the offense? Deanna,
I don't know. I'm sensing a great undercurrent of hatred and opposition on the part of the American public now through the Internet and through alternative media. And some of it is even leaking into the establishment-controlled media in editorial and letters and so forth. And I would say the pressure gauge is going higher and higher and higher. And I'm thinking that something is going to give very soon. Something has to give.
Right. I agree, Rick, but you know what we got to do? We got to call on it, since our representatives, our congressional and senatorial representatives will not listen to us, ignore us when we call, and we repeatedly call, and then they continually vote for this madness. We need to turn our attention to our state legislators and ask for their help. The states have an interest here, despite the 17th Amendment and the loss of their representative to allow this the corporations to have the senators representing them. We need the states to have the senators back on their side, and they should be answering to our state legislatures.
All right, Ernie, you've made a lot of good points, as always. Thank you so much for that. I agree.
Thank you again.
Another thing, Ernie,
yes, Deanna.
Are you gone?
Yes.
Another thing that we can
He's
do.
He's listening, though. Go ahead,
okay.
Deanna.
Another thing that we can do, senators, Our representatives don't necessarily listen to us when we call them, when we email them, but when we put letters to the editor, that's what they read. They read the letters to the editor, because a lot of other people will read those also.
And, well, the problem with that is the local major newspapers, they're more controlled now than ever before, and they they do make sure that most letters that do not get published, unfortunately. I can vouch for that myself. So can I,
right.
Yeah. You're still with me, Ernie? All right. So you know what's happening with the media. I know. I've seen them even say that we decide what gets in. If you don't like it, don't buy the paper. And that's what they tell you. And this is the problem. The only way is you have to boycott the papers. You have to boycott the media. Hit them where the pocketbook is. Then and only then will they start to listen. And that's where I say we've been missing the boat on the economic boycott, and that is essential. Hello?
Yeah.
What do you think?
All right.
What do you think about that?
An economic boycott?
Yeah, I mean, you look, people are putting money into newspapers every day, putting money into the New York Times. Okay, thankfully that's starting to reverse now. But, you know, people are spending money advertising, building up these papers and media conglomerates, when all they have to do is pull the plug and go to the Internet.
That's a good point.
Well, a lot of people are using the Internet, that's for sure.
They're advertising, they're doing Internet sales and so forth, and if you pull the plug on them, they begin to feel the impact, you see.
I agree, but at the same time, people seem to be indifferent. They're more concerned. I'm not trying to argue against your point. I think it's valid, Rick, and I do know in history when in the Washington, D.C. area, when we had the old Washington Times Herald, the owner of that paper was very conservative. It was later bought out by the Washington Post, but she did just that. She said no, and she stuck to her guns, and she didn't care about the advertisers. She would let them go.
I mean, and
she took a stand and for truth. But I don't see people, unless they're personally affected, taking action.
Well, they are being personally affected.
But they don't know it. They think, I'm getting benefits.
Not when their jobs are folding up. And now we see what's going to happen with Chrysler, and GM and Ford are going to be next. All the big corporations are moving south, east, and west, but they're definitely reaping the consequences on the unemployment line. Bankruptcies are at an all-time high, and foreclosures.
Oh, people losing their homes.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
The pain level is there, Ernie, so let's get to it. Keep busy, and you do a great job. Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, let's move along to Gary in Tennessee now. Hello, Gary. You're on with Deanna Spingola.
Hi.
Hello,
hi, Gary.
Rick.
Yes.
Deanna, how are y'all doing?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I've been multitasking, getting bits and pieces, but I haven't heard anything that I disagree with. I think the hidden agenda here is an illegal invasion to the point where the American people are going to be forced into a civil war, military occupation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I think they got a real surprise coming, because I don't give a rat's patootie in my foxhole. If the guy's white, black, yellow, green, I don't care what god he worships. All I care about is he knows how to shoot straight and knows how to hit an illegal alien at 500 yards. Now, that's the man I want in my foxhole. I want Americans.
Right.
I don't care what religion. I don't care what color. I'm not a racist.
Yep.
And I have my own religion, I have my own race and all that.
I hope so.
And I hold nothing against anyone else on anything else, except if they're not an American, then they get the same thing.
Well, if they're trespassing, they should be treated as trespassers. Bush said we treat them as guests.
Well, I'll tell you what, there ain't going to be no illegal Mexicans trespassing on this property. They're going to get 5 minutes to leave. If they don't, they're going to be catfish bait.
Now, where do you live?
He's in Tennessee.
He's in Tennessee.
Pretty close to a big river.
Uh-huh.
The Tennessee River.
Yep.
And they got some big catfish there.
I get the drift.
I'll talk to you later.
Get the drift, Gary. Thank you.
I'm sorry I said I was from Tennessee because there's another gentleman that says I'm an embarrassment to people from Tennessee. So.
No, that's all right. Tennessee's great. I've been there. That's a wonderful place.
I have a lot of friends there, but you, no need to be ashamed. You're not an embarrassment. Believe me, you're really an asset, and that's what we need is more assets, not liabilities.
Right.
Well,
speak your mind and mean what you say. Say what you mean what you say, and you're not going to go wrong, my friend.
That's right.
All right, Gary, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
My call.
All right. Yes, indeed. And we're up against the break, so we'll hold over the next call until we return. But our number is 800-313-9443. We still have an available line or two for you to jump aboard with a question or comment. We're just focusing in on this Invasion USA, the illegal so-called immigration compromise that Mr. Bush and the cronies in Congress have agreed to in principle. But this is something that clearly is one issue of many. And as the previous callers have brought up, Ernie, the North American Union, the the agreement, of course, with the Atlantic, the transatlantic agreement. We're talking about the Texas corridor, the superhighway, the NAFTA superhighway. We're talking about the SPP. All of this ties together, and let's not leave out the hate crimes bill as well. It's all a power grab, ladies and gentlemen, and we continue to oppose it. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, will be right back with our guest, Deanna Spingola.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, we are on now with our guest, Deanna Spingola. She writes for her own website, Spingola.com, and she's also with NewsWithViews.com. And this is just one of the issues she's writing about. And I know that we have a man on the line right now who is very grateful that his president is protecting him and protecting his property and his nation. Aren't you, Doug, from Texas?
I certainly am. Certainly am.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
Welcome, Doug.
Well, hi. And thanks, Rick, for having such a great guest on.
Well, you're welcome.
And, yeah, he's not really from Texas. He's from Connecticut. You know
yes.
that, right?
Yes. He's closer
right.
to me than you, unfortunately.
Don't blame it on me.
Yeah.
But he's...
But you have Ron Paul, so that kind of equals things out, doesn't it?
I've tied Ron Paul for the last 15 years. He, mm-hmm. he gets his little $25 a month check.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And he's, you know, he is Jesus Christ as far as I'm concerned.
He's a very good man. Very constitutional.
Look, check his record out. Mm-hmm. All his life, he's done exactly what he swore an oath to do.
Well, no wonder he's not welcome at any of the networks.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody wants him around. He
even
makes
the
fair, look bad.
Even the fair and balanced, so-called, Fox News. My goodness.
Boy, they really went after him the other night after the debate.
Well, Joel Skousen, in his newsletter, he says that it's an all-out war in the media against Ron Paul now, and the declaration has been extended.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're going to do everything they can to destroy him, and you wait and see what's coming. You just wait and see.
Yeah.
But, Rick, you hear his name over and over and over. I saw it on The View the other day, accidentally. I never watched The View, but when they said Ron Paul...
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeding my little kittens, you know, taking care of things before I left home. And it said, Ron Paul and Joy Behar said, well, maybe there's something to this. And then you had Rosie on there, Rosie O'Donnell.
Uh-huh.
And he said, yeah, government-sponsored terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking like Alex Jones now.
Right. You know, the boys from Loose Change, the boys that did Loose Change, they're
right.
going to be on
yes.
The View on the 24th.
Right.
And they've got
Rodriguez,
the
too, right?
William Rodriguez is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful man. They're all very sincere, very committed. They are just, I can hardly wait to see them.
30 million people will see them.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. It's fabulous what Rosie's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, even a broken clock can be right twice a day, you
right.
know.
That's right.
Right, Rick.
Amen.
Right.
All right, Doug, before we break, anything else quickly?
Well, that's why you let me on your show, because you know I'm right twice a day.
Yeah, more than that.
But
you've got a second hand.
But I always save it up for your program.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. In a row.
We enjoy your calls, Doug. Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. All right. And your support for Deanna's columns. Deanna, we have a break, and you can
right.
stay with us, I presume.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. We'll be back in 1 minute to begin hour number two on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN with your gifts and prayers. This is where the action is. You can write off the so-called mainstream liars. Rick Adams, be back with Deanna in just 1 minute.